Yudalin. Ikach habochuti mitzad ze rabba mitzad ze yikshin shnei pam zel rabbi ze. You tie four against four. V'achakach yichra chut ha'oruch b'shamis saviv ha'shiva chitzas k'richas. You wrap around a few times. The Gemara says a minimum of three times. Chulia has to have at least three. Koshe shnei pam zel rabbi ze make a dal banan v'chazir v'korech v'chein yaseh. You make five double knots. And if you have five double knots, the beginning and the end, then you have four avir and benem. Aleim krichas, ein shir le krichas, akshiral kol. There's no shir. No, the Gemara said there is a minimum. You have to have at least three. What does it say? Ein shir le krichas. What does it say in Samachay? Samachay, ein shir le krichas. What's a loyma leinyan leminyan ha krichas? How many units do you have to have? So the Shulchan Aruch said you got to have four units. There are four units. So the Gemara says the five double knots going to be four units. So the Gemara says when you have tchelos, you should have a minimum of seven and a maximum of 13. Why? Because tchelos is daima l'rakia and there are shiva rakim. There are seven heavens. That's an English expression. The person is in seventh heaven. And it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Chagiga that there are seven different heavens. So if the Tchelis is done with the Rakim, you have seven heavens. So you want to make, in order to have seven heavens, you have to have six Avirim in between one heaven and the other. Otherwise, it's all one big, thick heaven. So six Avirim in seven heavens, and six and seven is 13. Gemara says you should have a minimum of seven and a maximum of 13. So that's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Raivet, a machloikis to Pshat and Matosis, a minimum of seven and a maximum of 13. What? What are you maximizing and minimizing? So one Pshat is how many times do you wrap around in between one double knot and the other? That's we do 7, 8, 11, 13. So we have the first one has seven times around, and the last one has 13. Yeah, but we don't have any trailers, so... If you have trelis, then it makes sense. If you don't have trelis, it's a zecher of trelis. The other pshat is not how many times you wrap around. The Gemara says you wrap around three times. Each chul you have to have a minimum of three. A minimum of seven, maximum of 13 means how many units do you have. So you should have a minimum of eight double knots with seven units. Each unit should have three, up until a maximum of 13 units, 13 chulias. Chulia is when you wrap around in between one double knot and the other. So the Baluiter is one of the Balatais. The Baluiter writes, he quotes the Pasuk by Shmita. V'safarta l'cha sheva shanim, sheva shanim, sheva pamim. You should have seven times seven in order to satisfy the both Shitas and the Taisus when you have Chelus. For so many centuries we didn't have Chelus. They made four chulias with five double knots at four chulias. And then they did 7, 8, 11, 13. But if you think that you may have trelis, then you should taka satisfy the both opinions. She had seven times seven, and seven units with eight double knots, and each new unit should have a minimum of seven krichas. That's going to use up an awful lot of strength. So you have to tell them in advance. When you're buying the trelis, you have to tell them in advance. You want to make seven units with seven krichas each, so they'll give you a longer strength. But what does he say when it says there's no minion, the krichas? Where is this again? Ein shir the krichas samacha ein achamon. So where is it? But zaloima the minion of krichas got minion of chulis v'akshayim ein makam medina v'aki mitzvah and maduchu ki achamish k'shorim remesh al yedei zeh yiskar achamish uchum shei toira. Okay. Ukfelas Aksharim Hachamisha Sha'ila Asura. You have five double knots. Each knot is a double knot, so really you have 10 knots. So that should be mine. There's Remes Las Laesa Sphira Shalakabish Bochum. Kirisa the Kaman, the Simch of Davatamachu is Haimi Beis Yosef. He doesn't explain about the 6 and the 7 and the 13. That's the whole Gemara. They leave that out. Where is this in the Shulchan Aruch? Nahama. Rakshayu kolakorach vaksharim roicha varboa gudlim just that this should be four gudlin and the rest should be eight. Should be four, should be the loose part should be twice as long as the part that's wound around. That's a hidah mitzvah, the Gemara says. It's not miyakeh b'di'evin, but it's a hidah mitzvah that it should be one third and two thirds. And the Gemara says the shear is four etzbos, so that's on the top part. So four and eight is 12 etzbos. Right, the loose part should be 8 agudlin and a wound around part should be 4 agudlin. B'merech ha-tzitzis, what if you have very long tzitzis? Yireh she-shlishis, so yireh gedil. B'shnei chalok, amanam, should be 2/3 and 1/3. That's the Rambam. That's the Gemara like that. V'dogim lichruch b'avi rishon sheva krichas. Many gins you do on the first one, you do 7. The second one, you do 9. We don't do that. We do 7, 8, 11, 13. V'shlishi ralf b'revi yud gimel she'olam. Sha'olim kulam arba'im nahamo. 7 and 9 and 11 and 13 adds up to how much? 11 and 13 is 24 and 9 is 33 and 7 is 40. What's the gematria of 40? Arba'im keminyan Hashem echad. Sha'olim lamed tes. Aleph ches dalet is 13. Aleph Chesdal Echad is 13. Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. Yud Kei Vav Kei, is it? Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. The 26 and 13 is 39. V'im Hashem, Heim, which shame? It's one off.
7, 8, 11, 13 works for that.
Huh? 7, 8, 11. 7, 8, 11,
13 does fit with...
Again, 7, 8, 11, 13 is going to be less.
It's going to be 39,
because... but he wants it to be equal to 40. I don't understand. No, whatever. We don't do like that. We do 7, 8, 11, 13 because 7 and 8 together is Yud Kei, is 15. And 11 is Vavke, Yudke Vavke, and 13 is Echad. So it's Yudke Vavke Echad. Nogalas is Besov Kalchut Kesher. The minig is to tie a knot at the end of every string. Kadesh Yamid Bishsi Rasa, that twine shouldn't untwine. And then the Mishnah Berurah quoted that those who are opposed to that practice should be Mosef Ala Krichas. Oh, that's what he writes in 9 Aleph. Finally, Yabsiv Kod Nyeches Mashak Kasab Nusham. The others are not happy. Tovlas is chutim beinoniim, loyovim beloy dakim, not too thin and not too fat. Shem zekele v'anve. Okay. Oh, and here there's a Mishnah Berurah where he explains why we do 7, 8, 11, 13. Yud kei vav kei. Okay. Yeah, what's tezvav tzoch? Yesham shetzoch l'daktik sheyitla hatzitzias l'orech hatalas debina sheten tefes halakem pirish toli halakem. Moya beroch balohoya noitev. Things like this. When you go with the tzitzis, if you're going to have it straight down, then it's not no tefes ala keren. So you have to have it coming out from the side. So it hangs down on the side. That's called no tefes ala keren. That's not nigemar, that's a sifrei. It should be no tef ala keren. Most people don't have it like that. Most people have it hanging straight down. That's not right. You should correct it. On the Arba conference also, on Talis Kot. The tzitzis should come out from the side and hang down rather than hang straight down. Tzoch ledak tshit la tzitzis leorech hatalis. That's what it means. It's very poorly described here. It's very hard to describe. Hoy brach mele hoy anot and shayre klapi karka hoy atalui. Yesh omrim she'en losis shum beged benikve hatalis shemachnis and bo hatzitzios v'yesh matirem wabot. Ein losis shum beged benikve hatalis. In the hole over here. So why did people want to put a piece of cloth? I don't know, why would people want to put anything there? James Law says, Shum Begit, what's Ayin Dalit? What's the issue here? Ayin Dalit. Bina she'iyu ha-tzitzis munach al ha-kadav ala al-dobish u munach al-kadav. Shouldn't be a ha-tzitza in between the chuti ha-tzitzis and the begit. So you shouldn't put a piece of cloth there. Okay, some people out of practice put a piece of cloth. It's yes, matirim chein noagu. Chein noagu what? That you do put a beged. Yesh matirim kein oisim kein ala lechazek ha beged. Shalom Yikra, or Botalhu Ligabi Abegar, Afilu Shal Or Mutavachem Hiskimu Apost. Ah, Nina put a patch over here, this piece of cloth. Ah, so the string over here, this side of the string is touching the beggar, the big beggar. This side of the string is touching this little patch. So that's a chatzitza. That beggar, I mean, not a beggar in the hole, a beggar around the hole. That's it. So those who are opposed to putting the cloth, yesh matir mechei noga, and then it is that you want to be machaziket, that it prevents it from ripping. Okay. To make it stronger. Batla hulagabi a beggar. So the Bir Aloha quotes, "Shein lasa shum deged, ayin baruch eschaim, shem mefarish, baruch eschaim is a rishon, ayin baruch eschaim shavarish, atam shum debinon min hakonaf, echein hetik agua." Meaning you got to put a different kind of, a different material, you got to put a piece of leather or a different kind of cloth. Echein hetik agua atam, nir shein avatzaloi mar hatam mishum, Al-de-me-al is an expression. When the woman does chalitza, so the man shouldn't be wearing a sock. The shoe should be directly on his foot, because shouldn't have a chatzitza. So the meaning is that you tell the man he should wash his foot that morning before he puts on the shoe, so he shouldn't have any dirt on his foot. And he should cut his toenail. Shouldn't have any chatzitzas. Just like when a person goes to mikveh, you don't want to have chatzitzas. So when you have the chalitzas, you shouldn't have chatzitzas. So I thought that's what it meant over here. That you don't want to have a piece of cloth here, because that cloth is not part of the beged. So over here, it's a chatzitza in between this side of the string and the beged. So he doesn't think that's the pshat. That's part of the beged. So why is it me'al de me'al? That's why it gives a different reason. Should be the same material that the beged is made from. If it's a different material, if it's the same kind of material that the tzitzis is made from, osha tzitzis umitzemer or pishtim, the poacher in b'chol gavne mutter, then it's not a problem. Okay. Whatever. The meaning is lahokal. Whatever. The meaning is lahokal. What's the warm-up post on the tzitzis? Nipsit kub kol chuti akonah. V'nishtar behem kidei anibis kol achutim ha-psukim b'yachad kosher. What does that mean? So let's say the tzitzis are supposed to be eight. It's much more than four. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About 10 etzbois. Has to be four, and this should be twice as long. This is the way it is now. It's not twice as long, but that's not miyakabidiyo. So let's say all the strings got ripped over here. All the strings are ripped. So how long is this supposed to be, sachako? So it's supposed to be yud beis etzbois. I think it is. It is yud beis etzbois, even if it gets ripped over here. But let's say everything gets ripped over here. Let's say you have a shorter thing on top. Let's say you have shorter on top, and it gets ripped in the middle, and you don't have yud beis etzbois. So the Gemara says, if you're left with kedei aniva, is good. What's kedei aniva? If you can take one string and tie it around the other seven and make a knot, so that's a kedei aniva. So then it's good enough. So you have to have one string should be long enough that it should go around the seven string. That's kedei aniva. So Rabbi Natam is machmer that's not good enough. You have to have, the Rabbi Natam learns pshat in the Gemara that there are two units. Even if you don't have any trelis, that's 2 days in Tzitzis. What if you don't have trelis? So you only have to put two strings? Rabbi Natam holds that it's two and two. Two trelis and two love. So many centuries, they didn't have trelis. So they only put two strings, and they folded over, they made four. or you still need four strings, you fold it up, you make it eight. So that's 2 days in Tosis. And the common minig was that you have four, fold it up to May 8. So those four are considered two units. Two units are lava, and the two units are supposed to be connected to trevis. Should have been trevis. So the Rabbi Natan reads in the Gemara, the Mechab is going to quote it here, that you have to have one unit bishle musa. You have to have two long strings that turn out to be four short strings. Those have to be shlemus. Those have to be 12 etzbos long. And the other two, one of the two units has to be sholem, and the other unit, if it's gardume, if it got snipped off and after the aniva, then it's good. So then, you know, let's say, abtzitzis, so I know which are which. These are blue. All the blue are the same strings. And the whites are the other strings. So let's say, if this got torn so short, and the blue is very long, so I know the blue is Bishlei Musa, it's Yud Beis HaGudlin. But let's say for so many generations, we didn't have any trailers. Everything is Lovon. So how do you know what's what? Let's say if you have three strings are ripped and they're short, maybe the three strings are from three different strings. So you don't even have two Bishlei Musa. So that's why they used to be careful, all the generations used to be careful to keep the same four on one side and the other four on the other side, so you'll know a little bit. You know a little bit where you're holding. He's going to explain it in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. So how does he describe it? Imnipsiku kolchut yakonav. All the strings are torn, and they're not as long as they're supposed to be. None of them are as long. Ishtar behem kadeh anivis kolachutim apsukim biyakad. And you can tie one string around the other seven kosher. If lo nishtar kadeh aniva, you don't have left the kadeh aniva. Afilu bechut echot shenipsa kula pasul. Yeah, you have to have kadeh aniva left. If you have one string that doesn't have kadeh aniva, not on this side, not on that side, the one string, one half of the string comes out on one side, one comes out on the other side. As long as you have kedei aniva on one side of the string, is good enough. But if one string is ripped, one of the strings is ripped all the way mamish till they're not over here. It's ripped on both sides, both on this side and on that side. So if you only have left kedei aniva on one string, so everything is possible. But you gotta make the tzitzis over here. Hilka. So therefore, what kivish and kol echad kafu l'shnayim im nifsiku shnei rashim. If two, let's say I have eight strings coming out. I don't know. So I do know. I know these four strings are from two long strings. That I know. So let's say a white got ripped to the top and a blue got ripped to the top. So I know they're two different strings. The other end of the blue string that got ripped till the knot is more than kedei aniva, and the white string that got ripped to the knot, the other half of that string is also white. So I know the other half of the string has kedei aniva left. But for so many centuries, we didn't have trela. So if you have two strings but ripped mamish till the knot over here, maybe the two strings are the two ends of one string. You don't know. Maybe the two ends, both from one string, and there's one string that doesn't have kedei aniva, so it all sits as it was. If two strings got ripped till the knot, maybe those two strings are the two sides of the same string. You don't have kedei aniva left. But the way we are careful, we keep the four separated. In the beginning, we tie four against four, and then you keep them. You keep them separated with your pinky when you're winding around. So you keep the same four on one side, same four on the other side. So then, if the two strings that are ripped all the way till the knot are both on the same side, then you know that they're two different strings, and not the two ends of the same string. But if one string got ripped on one side, one string got ripped on the other side, then you don't know. Maybe those are the two sides of the same string. And you don't have the aniva left, so then it'll be possible. base hasiyas hatzis lassus him and baba rashim. You keep these four separate binyan in such a fashion. Shiralam haba rashim heim inside echad shalakesh baba rashim inside acher. We keep them separated all the way through. You don't have to, but that was the practice in case this shaila should come up. Therefore, nifsiku shnei rashim inside echad kosher. If two strings got torn all the way up until the knot on the same side, it's kosher because from two different strings. I know I have kedai leave on the other end of the string. The Gemara is you only machshir if you have kedai neva left. If you have two, if one of the two units is bishlei musa. You have two strings at trelis and two strings are love. And even when you don't have trelis, so there's supposed to be four strings. Two represented trelis, two parts to the, two units to the tzitzis. Rabbi Natam holds in Taisvis that you only machshir, Ela ben ishtar shnei chut mishleimim, dahayin abo roshim. Good morning.
You got through to my sister?
No, I didn't. I'm going to try again today. Good.
You want to get the guy's resume and send it to her, and then he also gets sent through the email?
I don't know how to type email.
Maybe your wife knows how to do it.
My wife does know how to do it. But not down the middle. Okay.
I should talk to you later?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's very important. You better talk to me later. Okay. Arabe Natam, you only machshir if two strings are bishlei musam. Then you have kedai neva left on the others. Arabe Natam, loy machshir. Al ben ishtar v'shnei chut mishleimim l'hayin abor roshim shkol echad me'ar roshim oroch yud beis gudim. Two long strings should have... In other words, two long strings, four short strings. Should all have Yud Beis Gudin. Oz, then you make left, kedai neva left on the other two. Oz, bachshirim kishanipsik v'ashnei chutim acherim, and mishlai mehem kedai neva. Avnim nipsik v'shlosho chutim, but if three of the long four strings are ripped, afal pishan ishtar behem kedai neva psulim. Avnei kach kishanechtich v'shlosho roshim, if these strings are torn, if you weren't careful, b'shas atzias atzitzis to keep these four on this side and these four on the other side, in lo dikde, if he wasn't careful, b'shas atzias atzitzis nikar ma'abor rishim shebitzad echad shavakesh. If you weren't careful to keep the four separate, hashin and shemekal roshim yichut acher, maybe three of the strings are torn, and then you don't have two that are bishlei musa. Shenkan elochut echad shalom. Lukach nisveka pasul nisofik after pavul. Because the worst thing could be from two strings. It could be that it's from one string. So three are bishlei musam. It could be it's from two strings. But two strings still. Two are bishlei musam. The worst thing could be from two different strings. We really don't pass can like the Rabbi Natan. Allah is very shining. Ni hechad efshe tam lochesh ni sfaras Rabbi Natan. But then the Ramah says, the Mechaber lived with the Rambam in the Rif. He wasn't really home from any Balei Ateisa. The Ramah follows the Balei Ateisa, the Ashkenazi. So he said, Rogim Rabbi Natan, what do you mean? It's just, we really pass like the first sheet. Not sure, we pass like the Rabbi Natan. Rogim Rabbi Natan. There are three different opinions. How many strings, if you have chelis, how many are supposed to be blue? So the Rambam's opinion is one out of eight. One out of eight means that you dye the wool. You can't dye it after you already twined it. After you already made it into a string, then you're going to dip it into dye. So only the outside will become dyed. The inside will be white. But that's not acceptable. So you have to dye the wool before you twine it, before you do tviya, before you make it into a string. So you have to, according to the Rambam, everything is loven except for half of one long string. You have to take blue wool and convert it into half the string and take white wool. Converted into the other half of the string. The Rambam is hard. And the Ravid says, no, one long string should be blue, and the Rabbi Natan holds two and two. Rashi and Tais hold that two and two. So we pass in halacha, like Rashi and Tais, it should be two and two. We had this before. And Mishnah Berurah quoted the Artzus HaChaim, the Malbim, that he said, The Mechaber wrote a suffix, and you have some strings. Let's say it's a garment that's made from silk. So you can use silk chutin if the beged is made from silk, or you can use woolen chutin. So what if some silk want a wool? So Mechaber wrote, he's not sure. So that's a Chaim right. The Mishnah Berurah goes, that's a Chaim. If it's 3 and 1, then it's no good. But it's 2 and 2, then it's good, because it's 2 separate units. We pass them like this, Rabbi Natan. The Ramos said Ashkenazim. Follow the Rabbi Natan. That there are 2 units in the Chute Atzitzus, 2 strings and 2 strings. So if 2 are wool and 2 are silk, and the silk beged is good. But if you have silk chutim and you're going to use it in a cotton beged, then it's no good. You have to have either tzemer or pishtin strings, or you have to have akonok and konok, whatever material the beged is made. Okay, hechad and tzarkadeh aniva. Shut it like this. These strings are sort of bainani. They're not too fat, not too skinny. Some people have very thick strings. But because there's things, so let's say it tore till here. It tore till here. It's pretty short. Let's say it tore till here. So you can take this string and tie it around the other 7. That's called today on either. But if it's very fat, if it's 3 times as fat as this, sometimes some people have very fat sitches. Fat people can't squeeze in the doorways. So if it's fat, I'm fat. So if it's fat, it won't be able to tie, you won't be able to wrap it around the other 7. So the Gemara has a shot, and the Gemara says, no, it's certainly good. It's fatter than it has to be. And it's really long enough. If it would have been skinnier, would have been able to tie around the other. So because it's fatter, it makes it possible. No, you have more left. Because the strings are very fat, and you won't succeed in wrapping it around and tying it over because it's too fat. And if the strings would have been thinner, the Gemara said that it's kosher. You imagine as if it's... So you can always have a very thin string, and it will be able to wrap around. So you always make up. So he says, no. You measure it, you judge it as if it would have been Benini size. As if it would have been average size. This, I think, is average size. What is Kadei Aniva? The Rashi Minha Anav, the Ri, Afil Anechta, Kama Anav, La Misha Kadei Aniva, Adam and Agdol Kosher here. I keep on giving the mashal that 2 or 3 strings tore over here. So you don't have Kadei Aniva left. But you have the string is very long. It went all the way till here without getting torn. Just tore over here. So that's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Kadei Aniva on what? Rashi, min ha'anav. Min ha'anav. Min ha'anav. That's how we follow that. After, from the loose part. You have to have Kadei Aniva left from the anav. That you can wrap the one around this, the one that got torn, you wrap it around the 7 and make a 9. But according to the Ri, you make a filo nechta kolon, even if it got ripped over here. Let's say one of the strings got ripped over here. So I have Kadei Aniva all the way from there till there. I have plenty Kadei Aniva left. It does not think Kadei Aniva past the bottom knot. Kadei Aniva after the first knot is also good. So where do you begin? Well, the Ri, I feel nechta kolon. The whole loose part is torn. And this is aniva elamin agdilus kashi minigo elam ke rashi that you machne hecha de lo yepshe yesh lis machal ari. You have a shas hatak, you don't have another talis he can be make on. He agrees, he disagrees, but you say with a bracha, without a bracha. What does it say in the Mishnah Berurah? Yesh lis machal ari, let's say the Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel, with a bracha. Mutalul bosh ha-beger, This machlok is Rashi and the Ri. You're going to be lying on the Ri. He said you shouldn't say bracha. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah is always machlok. We knew that in advance. Mishnah Berurah is always machlok. Aruch HaShulchan is always more reasonable. They work on also lots of both the Shabbos and the Shus Rabbim because they yesh lach Shabbos. Shain? Okay. I'll stop here. Where are we off to? Simon Yud Gimel. Okay.